And it's not just ancient Greek myths that have such an impact, an enduring impact on music. Reporter Susan Scheuer has this story on the mythic resonances in Richard Wagner's Ring Cycle and also on some contemporary German music.
Was am besten kann, mir bringt er's nicht bei, als Künstler besteht er in
It's been seen as a political allegory, as a critique of capitalism, as a warning against our exploitation of nature. Richard Wagner's monumental four-part opera, The Ring Cycle, could take a lifetime to analyze. One thing is certain. Wagner drew from Nordic and Germanic mythology to create a magical world of gods, giants, dwarves, and mortals. Playwright and composer Albert Inarritu, a Wagner expert, says the composer used myth in his opera to transcend a particular time and place.
If you set this in Bavaria at the time, in the Kingdom of Bavaria, or if you set it in Prussia in Wagner's lifetime or in France, then immediately you limit, you know, the impact to the circumstances of that time. Obviously, he was looking for a kind of timelessness.
Inarritu says there are other aspects to Wagner's use of myth.
The idea of Odin and Donner, Thor, Loki, these mythological characters, they're white, you know, they're grand, they had a German Aryan association around the names and their stories that people kind of knew in a vague way. Wagner was very concerned with racial purity and with the glory of the German folk, of the German people. And some of the reinforcement for the ideas of racial cleansing of Hitler came from Wagner and from people in Wagner's circle who survived Wagner. And also the Nazis used the Wagner's music, especially its leading chunks, as German music. It's rousing, it's exciting, it can induce a kind of ecstasy in people.
With a certain shock to our senses, we'll now fast forward to 1999 for some rousing music of, shall we say, a different kind, the East German band Rammstein.
Lass mich deine Tränen reiten übers Kind nach Afrika. Wieder in den Schoß der Löwen, wo ich ein Zuhause war.
The Columbine killer is the two young men who killed and terrorized that high school were fans of Rammstein. But Rammstein is a metal group, very loud, and their titles are all from Wagner, like Sehnsucht and Sehnen. And if you know Wagnerian German and Tristan und Isolde, those are two very important words for longing. And the implications of a lot of Rammstein's music is a kind of violent, aggressive assertion against the odds.
In addition to being a Wagner aficionado, Inarritu has written about metal music, and he says this combination of longing and aggression is often portrayed through mythic images, not the classical myths favored by Wagner, but vague notions of witches, warlocks, and angels, as in the Rammstein song Engel.
The imagery of this music is probably consistent with impulses out there in white suburban America, where you do, I think, have an impression of boys who feel less empowered than their fathers and grandfathers did, boys who are less comfortable with political correctness, for example. So if you're white and a male, you no longer have a system that's organized around your entitlements. The white man going out into a new frontier, a no man's land, and meeting monsters and meeting dragons and slaying dragons. I mean, this kind of rhetoric that basically has to do with being alone against the world. It it's an attempt to say there's something eternal about the struggle, you know, and it's a struggle of men to be men. It's a struggle of the unempowered to find a way of being empowered, and you may need magic to do it.
For Studio 360, I'm Susan Scheuer.